What's the date today?
I don't know, the 7th, 1986, Friday.
Good for you. What's your full name?
Jason Scott Woodford.
What is it?
Jason Scott Woodford.
Jason Scott Woodford. And who's your dad?
I've got a stepdad and...
What's your stepdad's name?
Bill Long.
Bill Long? And your mother's name?
Rita Woodford. Rita Woodford.
Rita Woodford. What's your mom's phone number?
I don't know it.
What's your stepdad's phone number? What's the phone where you live?
It's an unlisted one.
It's an unlisted number?
Yeah. Okay.
What's the address?
I don't know that either.
You live at Bill Long's?
Yeah.
Okay. Can you still remember?
Yeah.
November 4th, the day the flood happened? Can you remember the day the flood?
Yeah.
Did you come to school that day?
Yeah.
Tell me about that day.
I was coming home from school, and I seen a red gas barrel or something floating down the river. I thought it was going to flood. And the day after that, the night, it was flooding. And my mom and dad went down there to see what was going on. They could hear almost anything down there. Cows. Saw a whole section of a floor with the sink thing that goes onto it. And I thought, about a month after that, I went down there and my mom. And all we saw where our house was some cement blocks and the sewage tank system thing and the front step and some bushes and a deep hole. It washed it out. You could see parts of it.
It washed your house out?
Yeah. A little trailer. Which some of my things away with it.
You did?
Kite.
Kite?
One of my best kites I had.
Where were you when the house washed away?
We had a neighbor's house. It was Shoy too. The place up from that, I was at, it was almost up to there too.
What was the neighbor's name?
Pauline Carr. They didn't have electric. They had a little ditch and it was a pond. It was running over. Went out into the creek and it was starting to flood into the yard. They had one of those big black and brown dogs that got scared. That's all I can remember.
Did you see your trailer wash away?
Well, I could see parts of it, though. Not the time I had to stay up there because of the flood.
What else did you lose in the trailer?
Well, some screws that went into a little toy car. And I might have, it could have gotten one of my set of walkie-talkies.
How old were you?
Almost 8.
You're almost 8.
June 20th.
You are almost 8, aren't you?
Yeah.
Have you dreamed about the flood at all?
Well, a little.
Tell me about your dreams.
I was dreaming that I was watching the flood. And all of a sudden, a big wave just took me, my mom, and dad down the river. Washed us with the other stuff and stuff.
What happened then?
They just beat us against trees and knocked us apart.
You dreamed that?
Yeah.
Then what happened in the dream?
Then I woke up.
You were scared?
Yeah. I could hear wolves. We have a little creek, and the creeks were actually three of them, and they was all running over.
Do you worry about the flood very much when it rains?
Yeah. I don't like it.
You don't like it to rain?
Yeah.
Think it could flood again?
Probably. That's all I can remember of it.
Thank you for talking to me.
Okay.
It was a good story. What is your name?
Sarah Canfield.
Sarah Canfield. And how old are you?
8.
Are you 8 years old? When's your birthday?
December 21st.
Oh, a Christmas baby. Is it fun having your birthday right close to Christmas?
Kind of.
Where do you live?
On 318 Walnut Street in Parsons.
What's your phone number?
478-3371.
And your dad's name?
Marvin Canfield.
And your mom?
Ann Canfield.
She's the teacher here, huh?
Yeah.
Where does your dad work?
He works up at Coal Mine.
And where?
Laurel Run Coal Mine.
Laurel Run Coal Mine.
Then Davis, I think.
Uh-huh. Can you remember the November 4th, the day that it flooded? Can you tell me about that day? What were you doing? Were you in school that day?
Well, I was at school and it was raining hard. When we went home, I was watching television, Jeremy and I, and my neighbor, Rich, came up to the door and asked Daddy if we should move the cars yet because the water was rising. And Daddy said not yet. So we waited like a half an hour. And then, Daddy moved the cars. And Grandma called and said that my grandpa was going to get us in the record. So we got some supplies that we would need. But he couldn't get past the bridge because it was too flooded then. So we got our supplies and we started wading through the water up to the Tucker Country, and we stayed there for the night. And the next morning, we got some breakfast, and then we tried to get to our house, but we couldn't. And then, so we stayed there a little while, and then Daddy tried to get through. He still couldn't get through. And then he tried once more, and he could get through. He cleaned the porch up a little, and then he came and got us. And then we went back to the house and started cleaning. Then our grandma and grandpa came. Well, Daddy went to get Grandpa, and he had to walk across the bridge. But the bridge was flooded, and it was down. So he had to walk across a ladder with boards on it. And he got Grandpa, and they came back and got us. And then we had to walk across the bridge, but we were on the fireman's back. We got to Grandma, and every morning Daddy and Mother went to clean the house, and finally we got moved back in.
What did the house look like when you first saw it?
Well, there was a lot of mud, and everything was moved around. We had a cat. We moved the cat supplies upstairs, and there was kitty prints all over the furniture and the television. I guess she was down there. We moved a little because we didn't think we were going to get some water because we're up high. We got 3.5 feet of water.
3.5 feet. And how much mud?
I don't know.
This deep, 6 inches?
Well, there was like a lot of mud in the kitchen.
What happened to your toys?
Well, the paper things got ruined. We had to throw those away, like crayons and coloring books and some puzzles. But, see, we got the rest of the toys that could be fixed up, and my grandmother washed them, and we still have some of them. We've got new crayons and coloring books. We had a piano, and Daddy loved it so much, but we had to throw it away because it was ruined. I had a refrigerator and stove, and it was too rusty, and we had to throw it away. But we're back in now, and we're living fine now.
How have things been for you since the flood?
I don't know.
Do you ever dream about it?
No.
Never have had a dream about it? You never worry about it?
Not anymore.
Do you worry when it starts to rain?
Kind of.
What do you think about
it? I think that we might have another one. We had a big scare a couple of weeks after we got moved in, because the water was rising and it rained all that day. And we moved a lot of our stuff upstairs. And we went to our grandmother's. Then the next day when we came back, the water hadn't got up out of the banks. So we moved everything back downstairs.
So you still worry sometimes?
Yeah, sometimes.
Is there anything else you want to tell me? Thank you, honey. That was wonderful. What's your name?
Beverly Gooding.
Beverly what?
Gooding.
Gooding? G-O-O-D-I-N-G? And how old are you?
7.
7. Are you really? Do you like being 7?
A little bit.
What do you like about it? Is it better than 5? It is. Do you have any brothers and sisters?
I have a sister. She's 18. She went to Glenville College.
Wow. What's her name?
Jeanette Gooding.
Jeanette. And what's your dad's name?
Harry Gooding.
Harry? And what's your phone number at home?
478-3570.
378-3570? Where is that? 478. Uh-huh. 478-3570.
I used to live down at Parsons, 212 Kern Street.
And now?
No, we moved up on Black and Flats. Our house was condemned and it was tore down.
Oh, really? In the flood?
Yeah,
what happened?
We didn't have any notices down our street about the flood, and we had to get out on our own. And everyone came down, got the people down there, and took him to the gym, but me and Mom and Dad just stayed there until it got bad. And then we left, and we had to be pulled up the hill, Oncology Hill. And Ruth and Oki came down, our next door neighbors, and they got us and they took us up Bill Harris's, and we stayed up there. Then we moved to Courtney Acres. Then we moved up on Black and Flat.
Mm-hmm. Were you scared when the water was coming up?
Uh-huh.
What were you thinking about?
I was thinking that I would lose Muffy, my kitty, and I did.
You lost your kitty?
Yeah.
Aww.
Mom, she just grabbed her purse and a dog.
Mm-hmm. What happened to your toys?
They all washed away, except a few stuffed animals.
What did it look like when you came back the next day?
Well, the roof was down and we had to cut it so we could get in, and the upstairs was coming down. I feel bad.
You feel bad about it?
They sent the kids down at Glenville home because they ran out of food and drinks. And Dee Dee, she just started crying when she saw the house.
What did you do?
Well, I just ignored it. We hardly don't talk about the flood anymore at home.
You don't talk about it at home?
Uh-uh.
Why is that?
Because it usually makes my dad and my mom cry. So I'm not allowed.
You're not allowed to talk about it?
Not at home.
Huh?
Not at home.
Because it makes them cry? How has it been for you since the flood?
Well, okay, but I'm still sad about my house.
Did you ever dream about the flood?
No.
You never had a dream about it? Do you dream about your house?
No.
What will happen to you now? Are you going to build a new house?
No. Our house was tore down and we moved up on Blacker Flats. We got a new house. And we're going to sell our land sometime. And before they tore the house down, they forgot to turn the water off.
And what happened?
It's just like a swimming pool down there now.
Yeah.
I miss down there because I'm used to riding my bike and going over to neighbors.
Things are all different for you now.
Mm-hmm.
You think it'll be okay though?
Yeah.
You think you'll get used to it?
Yeah. Well, I have a lot of friends up on Black Flats too. Because they mostly all go to my school.
Is there anything else you want to tell me about? You're a good storyteller. That was fun. What's your name?
John.
Johnny? Johnny what?
Nestor.
Johnny Nestor? Who's your dad?
John.
John? Where does he live?
What, me?
Huh?
We live in Hamilton.
Live in Hamilton?
Mm.
And your mom's name?
Dottie.
Dottie, what's your phone number?
478-4008.
4008. Tell me about your picture here.
That's in Bowl One, my grandma's trailer. It was way back down over the hill, and it floated clear up here. And the day after the flood was up behind her trailer, it tore half of her shack down. And she called my uncle, and my uncle went and got her. And then the next day, we went down there, and there was mud up to there. And then we went up a little bit farther up to the house, and we saw our car tipped over. And there was mud scattered all over, and her trailer was halfway out in the road. Mm. And they had the road jammed up.
Mm. What happened then?
So all the cars had to turn around and go back. We had to wait till the next couple more days later. Then we went there the next day and the trailer wasn't there. Then we went back home. Then waited for a couple more days, and we went out and saw my grandma, and she had a new trailer down there right where it was. The trailer was down over the hill. She had a new trailer right there.
Is this the road in front of her house?
Yeah.
And what kind of birds are those in the sky?
Them. Blackbirds.
Blackbirds? Was the sun out the day after the flood?
Mm-hmm.
The sun was shining?
Where she was.
Uh-huh. Very nice picture. Thank you very much. You can go work on it some more or turn it over and draw another one. Come on, Christina. Let me see your picture, huh? Tell me your name.
Christina Harper.
Christina Harper. And how old are you?
8.
You're 8? Where do you live?
Hendricks, West Virginia.
Who's your dad? Mom?
My mom's Margaret Harper. My daddy's Wayne Harper.
And what's your phone number at home?
866-4369.
866-4369. Do you remember about the day it flooded?
Not really.
Don't remember much about it? Tell me about your picture.
Well, this is the river bottom. It got a whole lot of rocks and trees in it and stuff. Real muddy. Mm-hmm. The fences tore down and everything. Got holes in the road. We can't go down there with the truck.
Mm. Is that what it looked like after the water went down?
Mm-hmm.
What did you lose in the flood?
Let's say swimming and the field. We can't make hay no more in it. We don't think we'll clean it up. Too much stuff in it.
What else did you lose?
The road.
Did you lose your grandpa?
No.
What happened?
Mom, he went to Fairmont to take some cows. Then when he was coming back, he got caught in the flood. Well, he went to this house. Well, these boater people came there about, well, they hopped, my grandpa and my uncle, they hopped in it, and but my uncle drowned, so they found him. They never found my grandpa yet.
Was his truck lost too?
Yeah, they've been looking around. They might have found a piece of his truck board.
How did you feel about that?
Not very good.
You feel sad about it? Was he a good man?
Mm-hmm.
Good to you?
Mm-hmm.
Do you ever dream about the flood or dream about him?
No.
What do you think about?
I don't know.
Hard to know what to think. Thanks for showing me your picture. Appreciate it. Is there anything else you want to tell me?
Jeffrey Jones.
Jeffrey Jones, that's a nice name. How old are you?
Seven.
Seven?
Mm-hmm.
Do you like being seven?
Well, mm-hmm. It's okay.
Is it better than being five?
Mm-hmm.
Better than being five. Who's your mother and dad?
My dad's name's Clifford Wayne Jones. And my mom's name's Dorothy Dottie Ann Jones.
And where do they live?
We live Route 1 Hamilton.
What's your phone number?
478-2770. And where my picture takes place, down at Parsons, where they have this bridge, this one piece, the flood got so high that overnight it got so high that it fell down. Just collapsed, all fell out.
What happened then?
Well, right in here where there isn't no more bridge is where the part fell. Just a 35 or 30 foot section just fell out of it.
Did you think the river could ever get that high?
We thought that'd never happen. My dad, we didn't know nothing about this until my dad went down, and he was going to go down and see if everybody was all right until he got to there at the curve, and they just stopped him. And he didn't know what was going on, so he asked, and they told him all about it. And they had the bridge, had some wire right up in right here at the one end where it wasn't taken out, and at the nursery there where it was before the right there was a place called the nursery bottom there where it was. It got washed out. And I had a friend down in there.
You did?
Mm-hmm. Me and my other friend, we had a friend down in there.
What happened to your friend?
He got flooded out, and they had to move to back to where they used to. See, they were new here. Uh-huh. And they had to move back to Elkins, where they had been living. Before they came here.
Have things been different since the flood?
Mm-hmm. They've been different here at school because my friend left us. He was a really nice friend.
Where did he go?
I don't know just where he lived, but he lived over in Elkins somewhere.
Do you ever think about the flood or dream about it?
Mm-mm. The only thing that we thought happened was just everybody lost their electric and it would be just a little flooding, but we didn't think anything like this would ever happen. Because the only thing that you could, that was wrong up there was just like the power going out and cable. That was the only thing wrong up there, and the water went out.
Do you think it could happen again?
It could.
But you don't worry, when it starts to rain, you don't worry?
Well, we don't worry about it too much. It's just that we hope it doesn't do, if it rains, it's okay, but just as long as it doesn't do as bad as it did the last time when we had the flood.
Well, thank you for showing me your picture. It's beautiful.
Thank you. Army helicopters, the National Guard was down here, and they had helicopters flying around. So in my picture, I put one of their helicopters up in the sky.
That's neat. You did a good job drawing that. What else is in the sky?
Well, there were some birds flying around. Curious.
That's neat.
Yeah.